It was a ferociously frostbitten day in Pennsylvania. General Washington pondered his situation in Valley Forge, enduring the pangs of discouragement in the piercing winter wind. Washington and his army suffered intensely, and America's prospects in 1778 appeared bleak. What fueled this revolution? What was the drive that pulled these Americans through such hardship? The answer lies in the prospect of what America could be. The tireless, patriotic work of these colonial men and women was certainly not a waste, as we see the tremendous effects of their pioneering work to this day. The democracy that is America possesses a myriad of exceptional attributes. Three of these are electoral opportunity, governmental accountability, and defense of human rights. First, America's democratic elections reward the determined citizen. Born in a rustic log cabin in the wilds of Kentucky, Abraham Lincoln educated himself through his motivation and diligent work and rose to become a successful lawyer before attaining the office of the 16th U.S. president. Similarly, Calvin Coolidge was raised on a farm in a tiny Vermont mountain town. He slowly but steadily rose in the ranks of government, becoming governor, then vice president, then president. Of the less than 50 U.S. presidents, at least 7 were born in a log cabin. These details prove an inspiring point. Any serious-minded, hardworking individual can rise to make a profound impact in America by putting in the effort. If one can show the country how one is fit for a political office, one can be elected. This is an excellent characteristic of our democracy. Our country lets the representatives of the people, and not a royal family line, decide who should govern. Our democratic elections incentivize candidates to be their best and reward their diligent labor, regardless of their economic standing. A second laudable attribute of our democracy is our government's self-restraint, as seen in the accountability of itself and the people under it. In Federalist 51, James Madison concluded, quote, "In framing a government which is to be administered by men over men, the great difficulty lies in this. You must first enable the government to control the governed, and in the next place, oblige it to control itself," unquote. Madison and other American founders recognized the truth that people frequently fall short of perfection and may quickly turn corrupt when entrusted with too much power. The internal precautions taken by the government include its three branches and the rule of the Constitution. Democracy itself also checks corruption of power because it places authority in the hands of the people. It is the citizens who elect and who can become judges, lawyers, mayors, and governors. In this democracy, the rulers must please the people if they hope to be in office. It is this accountability that combats corruption. America melds the principles of democracy and the rule of a constitution to draw benefits from both and to create a balanced government. A third admirable attribute of America is the safeguarded rights of the individual. The Bill of Rights, for instance, recognizes and guarantees essential liberties for the American people, arming the common people with the ability to speak out against injustice, protect themselves and their families, and be tried fairly in court. The Bill of Rights advocates for liberty and justice, which inevitably lead not only to a safer, but also a more prosperous nation. Free speech stymies corruption ideologically, while other rights, such as the right to bear arms or to just legal proceedings, hinder corruption pragmatically. As the Declaration of Independence so elegantly makes clear, quote, "That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed," unquote. Our democracy was founded on the proposition that human rights must be protected. Such a noble goal of protecting human rights has allowed our nation to thrive. Washington and his men, along with numerous others, resolutely battled for the democracy we live in and are blessed by today. In return for the valor and diligence of these founders, let us perpetuate the principles they laid out by living as honorable citizens to steward and protect this remarkable democracy. Thank you.